Hi, it's Dave. We've got a couple interesting responses by Elon Musk on Twitter regarding artificial intelligence, and they give us some clues as to Tesla's future. So let's take a look. All right, so here's a tweet I posted today. It says, artificial intelligence, the mother of all technology S-curves. And Elon Musk replies saying, true. Back in 2013, J.B. Straubel was giving a presentation. And in this presentation, he actually had forecast for Tesla to grow production from 200,000 vehicles in 2017 to 700,000 vehicles in 2019. I graphed this. This is back like in 2013 or 2014, which was incredible. Tesla was just producing like 20 or 30,000 cars a year. But if you look at this chart, it really shows that the Tesla management, including Elon and JB, all understood the power of the S-curve. Once there is an inflection point, the demand just shoots up. All right, a few other tweets that Elon interacted with. Anjay Karpathy, Tesla's director of AI, says, what does it look like when the cost of intelligence per watt plummets? Elon replies and he says, the ratio of machine to human compute skyrockets. And finally, here's a Twitter poll I posted. I said, are you more bullish or less bullish on Tesla's future after Tesla's Q4 earnings last week? 80% of the people said they're more bullish, 7.5% said they're less bullish, and then about 13.5% just said they wanted to see the results. All right, so let's take a step back and ask what's going on here and why is this important? All right, first, for me, it's super bullish to hear that Elon Musk agrees that artificial intelligence is the mother of all S-curves. And there's a few reasons for this. You see, Elon and his team, they really, really understand S-curves. Elon has talked about them a lot in the past. And the entire Tesla business model and strategy was and has been based on the S-curve adoption of electric vehicles. That was the big bet for Model 3 and Model Y, namely that battery costs and other efficiencies would allow Tesla to produce a car with better performance at the same price of an ICE car, thus starting an inflection point of massive demand for EVs that would take over ICE car demand. And this is why Elon Musk has also been so focused around FSD. It's because he understands the S-curve of adoption for autonomous driving. Once it happens and autonomous driving cars can be, let's say, a few times, two or three times, or even five times more safer than human drivers, I think the slope of adoption will be steeper than almost anyone is imagining. And this is why back in 2019 at Autonomy Day, Elon said that the entire company of Tesla was structured and centered around autonomy and AI. So for Elon to say that he sees AI or artificial intelligence as the mother of all S-curves, this is hugely bullish. It means that it's likely he won't miss the next big innovation platform. You see, most CEOs, they get into a management rut. They start to manage for stock price performance. They stop taking big risks. And rather, they cater to the expectations of investors who want stable, kind of predictable growth. That eventually leads most companies down a road where they become mediocre. And given a long enough period, they eventually get disrupted by hungrier, more nimble, and agile competitors. It's also one thing to say you understand the potential of AI and where it's headed, but it's another thing to have an actual product you're working on. This means that Elon actually thinks there's a market for an AI robot. Considering the state-of-art robots out there right now, it seems like we're still a far ways off before getting a truly useful consumer AI robot. But that's the big bet Elon is making right now. He is seeing the progress of AI happen at a blistering pace. And he thinks if he can make a useful robot, then he can iterate on it, continue to make it better, and eventually ride the steep slope of AI robots when the inflection point of demand hits. All right, and then there was another kind of crazy bullish interaction on Twitter between Elon Musk and Anjay Karpathy. Anjay Karpathy, the director of Tesla AI, tweets and says, what does it look like when the cost of intelligence per watt plummets? And Elon replies to him saying, the ratio of machine to human compute skyrockets. Now, this is great on a few levels. This here is actually Tesla management. They're having an open conversation on Twitter for all to see. I mean, this is very cool. Second, check out how nerdy these guys are, right? They're talking about the cost of intelligence per watt and the ratio of machine to human compute. Man, these are the ideas that no typical MBA-trained CEO would have. If you're going to be leading the AI revolution, you've got to be like Elon and Andre. Anyways, the gist of what they're saying is that if you conceptualize intelligence as something quantifiable by cost, and if the cost of artificial intelligence by computers is dramatically going down in price, what's going to happen? Elon is saying that you eventually have more computer intelligence than human intelligence in the world, and that's where things are gonna get nutty. I'm telling you, we're living in crazy times and a lot is at stake. Humanity is about to unleash a flurry of machine intelligence that for the first time will outpower human intelligence in the world. Now, I'm not saying this happens overnight, but this is where the trends all line up to be. I'm glad that Elon and Tesla are not backing down from the challenge, even though there are risks and major uncertainties ahead. It appears that Elon and his team understand the significance of the moment we live in, and they have a strategy and the focus to make the most out of it. All right, hope this was helpful. If it was, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm on Twitter as well at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.